The holy grail in the fight to stop climate change is reaching a bipartisan solution. To reach that end, the group Citizen Climate Lobby sent their regional director, Bill Barron, around Wyoming this month to engage in community conversation. At his stop in Laramie, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with Barron to hear about the proposal his organization says is already drawing consensus from all sides.
The carbon fee and dividend is a proposal which is to place a gradually increasing fee on carbon emissions at the source, collect that money into a pool of money, and distribute the revenue back to households on an equal share. And then the third leg to our bill is to for us to have border carbon adjustments, where you're trying to protect manufacturers in the United States from manufacturers in other countries. So products coming into the United States, if the U.S. has a carbon price, we want to be sure that we protect the American manufacturers. So products coming into the U.S. would be assessed a border carbon adjustment, and then that would level the playing field between manufacturers in the U.S. and manufacturers in other countries.
Now, I wonder if you can kind of differentiate between what it is that you guys are proposing with the carbon fee and dividend and kind of what, you know, has been called a carbon tax. Is there a difference there? And can you kind of explain what that might be?
That's a great question. A carbon tax sometimes is seen as something that's regressive in that if it's a carbon tax, there's a price on the carbon emissions, but it doesn't mean that it gets returned to households. It's used in other ways. Where ours, if you work through the nuances on it, even though people will call it a carbon tax, it's not really a tax because we return all the revenue to households, which is a progressive way to address the issues. So all the money that we collect is given back to households, which...
Like it is to regular people?
Mm-hmm.
So a check would come in the mail.
Exactly. On a monthly basis, you'd receive a dividend, and it's calculated that 2/3 of households would do better or break even on the money that they receive in relation to their increased fuel costs. And it's distributed equally. So to clarify that, if you are you live in a large house and you have your own airplane and a big car, or if you ride your bike to work and you have an apartment, that you actually get the same size dividend. So it's not as if you have an incentive to burn more fuel. And because the price is tied to the emissions only, we still adhere to a value of freedom of choice, which is really important with a lot of Americans, in that we're not dictating what choices they make and the fuel they use. It's just now there is a price signal that says that the cost of putting emissions into the atmosphere has a cost associated to it that's gradually increasing. Because it's a gradually increasing fee, there's an incentive for individuals to want to become more efficient, but it's not forced upon people. And the proposal has actually moved into becoming a specific bill that the Citizens Climate Lobby is focused on, and it's called the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, H.R. 763. And it's in the House with 77 co-sponsors.
And how has that been received in general?
You know, we are really focused on having a bipartisan solution, and we're really excited that this is a bipartisan bill, and it has a lot of components to it that are geared to navigate the middle road between the right and the left. And we're really excited that we have 77 co-sponsors and that it's a bipartisan. It's weighed heavily on the Democratic side, but we also know that it's really important that this bill avoids becoming a political football, and how important it is to continue to work towards building support from the right and the left.
Yeah. You know, especially in a state like Wyoming, that we're sort of considered the energy basket of the country, you know, and you have been sort of making appearances around the state. What has been sort of your feedback? What are you hearing from folks around Wyoming in terms of this idea?
So I started on a tour. I began in Cody and Powell, and then went on to Sheridan, Gillette, now here, and then I'll be heading to Lander. And what I found is there's an appetite and an interest in working towards a bipartisan approach to addressing a problem like this. Certainly, it's difficult in Wyoming because of the way the economics are structured for the state. But you know, the decline that is being seen, for instance, in the coal industry is something that's happening anyway as consumer preferences change, and that the technology that's been tied to the advancements in fracking for natural gas has really had an effect on that. And I think that there's an interest in the citizens of Wyoming to look further down the road and still be an exporter of energy potentially, but in areas such as wind and solar and possibly geothermal, where Wyoming can still be an exporter of energy, but look towards energy sources that are more favorable for our climate.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards discussing the carbon fee and dividend option with Bill Barron, regional director of the Citizen Climate Lobby.